Welcome to Victory Church's online podcast library. We hope you enjoy this message today.
All kinds of different people here probably tonight, that different experiences you've had with the Holy Spirit, some for a long period of time, some been there and done that, some it's a new thing for you. I just want to make a couple of observations tonight may help you, because this is not, you know, the anointing is not a one-time thing. It's not something that just happens and you had a great time, it was fun, and it's gone, and you go back to whatever miserable existence you had before. But the anointing, you know, it's just another word for the presence. We were just singing a song about being filled with his presence. That's the anointing. And the anointing is tangible. What that means, it has substance. Not in the sense of the physical world. It's the spiritual world, but it has substance. It has weight. That's why one of the Hebrew words for the presence or the Holy Spirit or the anointing was glory, which was kavod, which means literal, means heaviness. The heaviness. And one of the ways the Holy Spirit comes sometimes is in that heavy, just that sense of heaviness, the weightiness of God. It comes in all kinds of ways, but that's one of the ways that he comes. But the Holy Spirit carries, it's like substance. Now that brings you, so I want you just to think about this for a moment. Jesus of Nazareth was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about healing and casting out devils by the power of God, right? So there was something on him, something tangible, something real. You know, if something is tangible and something's real, it can increase. It can get stronger. It can get deeper. There can be a little bit of it, or there can be a lot of it. Right? Is that right? So there was a weightiness on Jesus. There was a heaviness of the mantle, the Jesus, the anointed one. So when one of the great miracles that we hear about in the ministry of Jesus was, remember the story, the woman with the issue of blood? Remember that story? She heard about Jesus of Nazareth. She heard about the miracle power that was on him. She knew that there was power in his touch. She was unclean. She was forbidden to touch him, but she snuck through the crowd. Remember the story? She snuck through the crowd. And what did she do? Somebody say, what did she do? She touched the hem of his garment. She didn't even touch his foot or his arm. She just touched his clothing. But the anointing was gathering in his clothes. There's something in his clothes. There's something on him. There's something going out of him. And when the woman touched him, it says that he felt power go out of him. And he turned and he said, who touched me? He touched me because he felt power coming out of his body. And she touched his clothes. And it says that hemorrhage that she had for 12 years dried up instantly. So now you think, well, that was Jesus. Well, there's another very similar story in the Bible, in the book of Acts, about Saul or Paul. Paul had an anointing on him. It happened when he saw Jesus on the road to Damascus. Something got on him and was on him all the rest of his life. It increased upon his life. As a matter of fact, he was starting a church in Ephesus. He was having a Bible study. Then he rented a hall called the School of Tyrannus. And he began to meet day after day after day for 2 years. Something was on him. It was intensifying. Revival was spreading out throughout Asia Minor. And it says, at one point, it says extraordinary miracles were happening. And it said they were even taking pieces of clothing that were on Paul's body. And they were sending him out through regionally to different people. And they, this clothing was carrying a substance. What was the substance? Somebody say it. The anointing. It was in his clothes. Yeah, it was in the room when they gathered. That's what you feel in this place right now. It's his presence. It can get stronger. It can get heavier. It can take more dominance in your life. So it increased. And so they sent these cloths out from Paul. And miracles were taking place. Miracle power of Jesus. So this is why we believe in our church in the laying on of hands. Laying on of hands is not just a, whoa, help me, Lord. The laying on of hands is not just a, you know, some people say it's a point of contact. That's like saying an electrical outlet is just a point of contact. There's power in there. You put your finger in the plug, it's going to hit you. You put a nail in the plug, it's going to hit you. There's power in there. So there's the laying on of hands is intended to be an impartation of supernatural life. Well, the key is who's laying hands on you. You know. So yeah, there's the presence of the Lord. So very powerful. So we're going to, in a little bit, we're going to have, I just wanted to share that with you about the anointing. If you're recently been touched by God, there's more, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, there's more. He wants, you know, and the beautiful thing about the anointing, it's exactly framed for God's purpose and plan for your life. Whatever his plan is for your life, it's perfect for what he's called you to do. And I promise you, you're never gonna completely fulfill whatever it is you're supposed to do in this life unless it's done by the Spirit of God. Whether it's in the army or in the working at Winn-Dixie, working at Starbucks, working at Shell Oil, working in the ministry, you're not going to complete what God's called you to do without the anointing. So I say, press into God, press into God. So we're going to have a couple testimonies, and after we do that, we're going to have laying on of hands. We're going to believe God for more. Somebody say more. Pastor Catherine, you want to come?
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Woo! Ha 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 ha. Yeah. Okay. Woo! Okay, so we had service on Friday night. If y'all were here last Sunday, y'all heard how God came down at the youth retreat. Woo! 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 And then we had service this Friday night. And God just totally interrupted the service. Y'all just come up, please. The three of you in it, please. God interrupted the service. He totally just, it was amazing. Okay, somebody help Addy up here, please. You're not going first. All right. Oh, help me, Lord. So these are their testimonies from Friday night. Okay. 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 So, a little while back, I had some, like, regret. What am I talking about? just some, like, hurt, rejection, but, like, from, like, the dad, like, side of my life, but I'm not even going to get into that, because that's done. That's done. So God worked on me, obviously. Okay. Let me gather myself. Okay. So he worked on me, obviously. And so I was just in a state of gratitude, and I still am, but retreat. Before retreat, we went to her house for like a leader's like worship and prayer night. Yeah. So we prayed over all the kids, and I don't think I've ever felt so like headstrong in a prayer before, but I just like wanted those kids to have breakthrough so bad that I just was like so emotional. I was in violence, okay. I was just expecting and I was grateful and whatever, yeah. So come retreat, every kid gets whacked, like everybody knows, and I just, like, was so grateful, and I just, like, knew where I was, and to see all these kids so broken, and, like, their life just completely flipped, it was just crazy, but, so then, that night, I, like, couldn't hold myself, I went and just laid on my face, so there's that, and then a couple different people prayed for me, and I remember Colin touching me, and then I just went like blank, and it was black, and then all of a sudden like a hallway comes, and I don't get visions, like I think the last one I got was like probably a year ago, yeah, and so I see a hallway, and there's doors, and every door is the same, and it was like God was telling me like no one's, I'm not going to use anyone more than I'm going to use another. Like, everyone is going to, like, everyone is special to me. Like, no door was better than the other. So I saw, like, Jesus just start knocking on each door down the hallway, and I felt my hand on the ground like this, like I was knocking. And it was, like, as God was knocking, like, he was using me to, like, pour onto the kids. And I was like, whoa. And then as he was knocking, it was, like, the door was, like, breaking. Like, somebody was punching it. And, like, light just started coming through. So all of a sudden, this dark hallway just got so bright that I couldn't see anymore. Oh, yeah. So that happened. And then, Friday. Friday, again, everybody gets whacked. And I was like, I don't know why, but like, because I was just like so in awe, I was like, God, like, no way you like use me. Like, am I even like in the place where I'm supposed to be? And like, I'm the biggest overthinker ever. So I was just like, what am I doing? Like, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? So then, I get every single youth girl just starts coming to pray for me as I'm laying on the floor on Friday. And okay. And I like start going like this. I'm laying down and I'm like this. And I think that I'm bowing, but I'm just not. I'm just waving my arms all over the place. And so I like come up and I just see like Jesus' feet in front of me. And which is like, whoa. So I see his feet. And then all of a sudden, like, it like pans out. Like I was in Minecraft or something, and it just like pans. And so then I see just the biggest cross I've ever seen in my life. And it's like circles of people, like lines just around the cross. And it's all the pastors in the first, like the first person is the pastors, and then each person like a disciple behind them. And I was like kneeling, even though I wasn't kneeling, I was laying down. And I look in front of me and I see the back of heads, and it was PK and Shannon. And they're just big influences in my life and have always been there. I've always felt comfortable to talk to them. And so they were sitting there in front of me, and like all of a sudden I feel two hands, and I turn around and it's like the youth girls, and I see Amalia and Ruth behind me, and I was like, whoa. And so it was just like God was telling me, like, I'm using you. You're in the right spot. Stop overthinking. Like, I put you here. You're doing something. Like, just stop. And so then to add on to it, I like see people get up like out of the line and leave, and I was like, where are you going? Like, come back. And like, it's people like I personally know that have like left the church, and like all of a sudden, like, I turn around and like they come back to the back of the line, and it was like God was like, they're gonna come back. Like, I'm not done with them. I'm not done with your dad. I'm not done with them. Like, they're gonna come back. Like, I'm still working. And I was like, okay. So I just like let that all go, and I was like, okay, you're using me. I got it. That's great.
For those of you who don't know, my name is Colin Marquette. I'm trying to think where I start. Okay, so it started at the youth retreat. I was trying to, I was pressing in, and it's like, I was deep in it, but I wasn't feeling him the way that I wanted to feel him, because everybody else was laughing and stuff, and I was just in the corner sobbing. And so, and then, that was that. Can't speak. And then, just fast forward to that Sunday right after, last Sunday night, I felt that same feeling, and I was like, I'm not feeling this again. And then, I was talking to some people, and I was realizing that he's not just a God that I have to take and just, like you have to take him serious, but, like, it's not, don't overthink it. He's a God of joy, too. And so I wasn't experiencing him that way, because, like, I knew he was like that, but that wasn't how I was seeing him. And so once I realized that, I went back to all the times in my life, and he was there. And it was, like, one of those things where it's, like, in everyone's testimony that I hear, they say, he's there. And like, you know he's there, but sometimes that's not how you feel. And so, and then this whole entire week, I've been pressing in, reading my Bible. And then I was just praying for that feeling. And then it comes to Friday night, and I just start saying, Jesus, Jesus. And then the E starts like, Jesus. And then I start laughing. And then at that point, I start praying for other people and realize that I'm also about to fall down. So at the same time, I'm trying to hold myself up while praying for people. And then joy just smacks me. It's like I can't stop. And so while they have people speaking for the service, I'm still on the ground, laying down, and I can't control it. It's like crazy. And it's like, it's wild because that's what I've been wanting for such a long time. And the last time I remember that I felt in that way was, had to be like, it was at a kid's retreat. Like, that was a long time ago. And it's so good that I get to experience him that way. And it's one of those things where it's like, instead of shying away, you press in more. And once you get out of that season, there's breakthrough. And so back to Friday night, I was praying for people. And some people were standing there calm in tongues. And I was like, you have to feel this. Like, I can't be the only one. And so I started praying for other people. And it's like, one of the calmest people, I don't want to say his name, but he was just standing there. And I was yelling, breakthrough, breakthrough, more, 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 more. And he started crying and laughing too. And then all the guys just came together. And we all, like, just simultaneously, like, some of us started saying the same exact thing over and over and over. And it kept on going to the point where PK had to put upbeat music so that we would switch what we're doing because it was getting super late. And it's just crazy how that happens. Like you can't expect to feel him away. Like, if it's not going the way you want, you can't expect to shy away from that. You can't stay discouraged and get off course just because you're not experiencing him that way. You have to press in. Like, the only thing you can do. It's not just worship. It's reading your Bible and prayer and speaking in tongues. And it's crazy how it can just whack you out of nowhere. Like, and once you get that, you don't want to lose it. And then, I don't even know what to say next.
All right, so Friday it was very powerful. The gym was filled with God's love, and then as I looked to the side of me and I see all my friends and cousins, they're pressing in, and then it just made me want to press in more. And then when I started pressing in more, I started laughing, and like I just couldn't breathe right after that. And then I realized that this is not an ordinary feeling that God gives you. Like this, you can't buy this feeling that God gives you. Then I went over to my friend John. Oh, he's not here today, but I went over to him. I put my hand on him, and like boom, he just fell back. Like he just started falling. And then Miles, he came in front of me. He just started walking around me 7 times. Then he told me that God told him to walk around me 7 times because there was something I needed to let go. Then I went over to Daniel, and I was telling him how, like, he has this fire growing inside of him, and people are going to try and put it out. And, like, every time they try and put it out, he's going to, like, it's going to get bigger. It's going to increase every single time. And, like, yeah.
Okay. It's time for prayer. Let's stand.
Visit our website at www.victorychurchnola.com for service times and more information.